off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That plane, as beautiful as it looks, is 30 years old. Can you believe it?
Hold that plane this morning.
What can look so beautiful at 30? An airplane.
Please don't let those jet engines start.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis at the Affordable Flying Expo here in Lakeland, Florida on the Sun and Fun campus. And it was good to catch up with Gene Conrad there. Now, he mentioned that this is kind of the offshoot or one of the elements of Mosaic, which is, Dennis?
The modernization of special airworthiness issuing. Basically, it's Light Sport 2.0. So all of those little two-seat airplanes that we had, you know, for years, that Light Sport, we've opened up the floodgates now. They've cut off the speed limits. We can go faster. It's based on not a gross weight of 1,320 pounds. Now it's just based on a stall speed. So it's opening up a whole bunch of very impressive airplanes that have got capabilities that would just blow your mind. We're in front of a Super Velace. It's called the Risen. It's a little V-tail, but it will do 195 knots on 6 gallons an hour, holding two people.
And that's an Italian thing? That's always your best Italian accent you wanted to throw in there?
I'm giving it my best, okay?
Right, and we have, what's your name?
James Mosh.
Not Italian.
Yep, not Italian.
Not Italian.
I fly a Risen 916.
Yeah, all the way from Nevada? Is that where you guys were based out
actually,
of?
Actually, I'm based in the East Coast.
Ah, okay. So this is your aircraft.
Bob. This is actually my plane. Yes.
Nice. And I'll tell you what, the paint scheme itself is pretty cool. It's silver and orange highlights, and it just looks sleek and cool and everything. And it's all carbon fiber, pretty much. Is that the case?
100%.
So stronger, lighter, more powerful, you know, Mosaic is really what you guys are kind of greasing the wheels for, or what?
Yes, this airframe has the lowest drag coefficient of anything in its class. And one of the ways you get that in an airplane is using materials like this. So carbon fiber allows you to shape what you want. And this is how we got this gorgeous shape.
Well, it looks very sleek. One of the coolest and sportiest kind of aircraft I've seen in a while. And it's right here at the gate when you walk into the hangar here at the Affordable Flying Expo. Is it affordable? First off, I guess I got to ask that question. What do you think?
Well, we'd have to talk about economics. I took delivery of this plane last summer, and the price was $350,000. With the current dollar problem that we're having started this year, the price is now up over $400,000.
This still comes under the category of affordable if you need an airplane. At $300,000, this is roughly one-fourth the cost of, say, a Cirrus, for instance.
Right.
And how many people are flying with all four seats in their Cirrus? Most of them is pilot and maybe one passenger. So a two-seat airplane, if that meets your use case, these would be ideal, and you could get a lot of airplane and go very fast and on very little fuel.
Yeah, he was telling me this thing just like sips fuel, even yes. At full load. Is that right? So what are we talking?
So at 195 knot cruise, 6.5 gallon per hour.
Nice.
Yes.
And how high up are you going? Because with the 916, I'm assuming that's the turbocharger, so
correct.
You have the ability to get up into the flight levels.
That's right, you do. So I'm saying at 8,000 to 9,000, you're getting 195 knot cruise. I've had this airframe to 23,000, 24,000 being the ceiling, supposedly. We don't know yet, but something like that. And you're cruising at 225 knots.
Okay, so, and this is a production plane, not a kit plane, or how does it work? It's in the experimental category, working towards Mosaic or part of that kind of thing?
That's correct. So right now, it is experimental category in this country. In Italy, it's a factory-built airplane. So how do they work that out? Just like Carbon Cub, we have a builder assist program at the factory in Italy. So you go to Italy, you're 45 minutes from the lakes, you look out your hotel window and it's the Italian Alps.
Right. And is this how you sell it to your spouse? Like, honey,
yes,
we're going to get this new plane,
exactly.
And you're going to get a 2-3 week visit to Italy out of the deal.
That is precisely how you sell this to your spouse. And we'll work with you on that deal.
Excellent.
Selling that. So. Any event, so there you do the builder assist, you're 51%, all the documentation, you bring it back here, line it up with the DAR, get your airworthiness certificate, and that's how we do it. We have a builder center here, an assembly center here, where we introduce you to the DAR. We also have flight testing available, all of that to get you off and going.
And as far as the paint job, is that a custom paint job for that you got for you, this plane, or you can get whatever you want kind of thing, or what?
You can get whatever you want. That's a factory paint job. They do beautiful work over there. We have paint schemes, liveries that we offer to you, different schemes that you can pick from. I actually did this because I was in near Milan, Italy, the design capital of the world. I hired a couple of guys who were industrial designers and had them work on this with me. They'd never worked on an airplane before, of course, and this is what we came up with. And I had an idea, but they made it happen.
Yeah, so it looks quite nice.
The long-term plan for this, though, is with Mosaic, this aircraft would be eligible and could be certified as just a factory built that you can go to the showroom and turn the key. You won't have to go through the builder assist and experimental program with it, right?
Exactly. And the advantage we've got, which other manufacturers do as well, because this is a factory built in Europe, that's the big challenge for Mosaic and ASTM. ASTM really focuses on the manufacturing, the process. Well, we're already doing that. We are a 54 knot clean stall plane, so we're well within the envelope required by Mosaic, so we're kind of ready to go. We're waiting on the ASTM standard to get published.
And as far as the carbon fiber aspect, when you're talking to pilots and they're thinking, okay, yeah, it might cost a little bit more, but is the lighter, stronger, and everything that goes along with being complete carbon fiber the big selling point or advantage of having an aircraft like this, or what?
I think it is a big advantage. I've flown a lot of what I call plastic airplanes, but I'm referring to carbon fiber, obviously. This has twin spars, for example, in the wings. These wings have been tested to 11 Gs. Now, you're not doing that kind of flying in a plane like this, but it's extremely strong and yet, as you said, light.
Yes. And lighter, stronger, better fuel economy because of that, more useful load. It all transfers into a better experience overall, right?
Yes, exactly. Not to mention that gorgeous shape, which I keep coming back to.
Right. Yeah. And you guys have some stuff in the future. Right now you have the two-seater, but there might be something coming down the pike here in the next year or two, or we just don't know.
Yeah.
We can tease.
So we'll tease out a four-seater for you.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds right
so
down
imagine
our
imagine this
alley.
Design it with four seats.
I can. What do you think, Dennis?
I think things are looking up. I just hope my wallet keeps up.
That's right.
Well, that's where the trip to Italy comes into play.
Right.
I mean, when you do get approved under Mosaic, you still want to work that Italian vacation into the deal, I think, for the spouse, don't you?
Yes, of course.
There's a trade-off.
It's like going to Germany to take delivery of your Porsche and go drive the Autobahn, then get it brought home.
It's part of the experience.
We'll go to Italy, and we'll get delivery of our airplane over there, then have it shipped over to the States, and part of a whole customer delivery experience.
Right. What about the avionics in this thing? Is it just whatever you want because it's, you know, pretty much custom built to your specs? Or
no, good question. Most of our buyers choose Garmin, but you can lay out the panel the way you want it.
Well, there you go. If you want to turn some heads, pick up a Risen from the manufacturer.
Porto Aviation, Cremella, Italy.
There you go. And then you can sell the spouse, you know, by taking her there. More coming up from the Affordable Flying Expo in Lakeland next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.